The National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse says binge drinking is becoming more of a problem at college campuses. University officials have tried various efforts to curb alcohol abuse, the latest come during March Madness. College newspaper ads prompted by the American Medical Association urge fans to protest money universities get from alcohol advertising during tourney time. Susan Crawley heads the abuse prevention program at the UW-Madison, known as PACE. She says officials are reviewing the $425,000 UW-Madison gets from Miller Brewing and Anheuser-Busch in exchange for alcohol ads in game programs and sports broadcasts.
These discussions are happening on campuses, including on the Madison campus as well, where we're talking about, is there an appropriate role for alcohol industry involvement in what we do, and would it be significant if we made different changes in our relationship?
2 years ago, UW-Madison had a record 74 students requiring medical attention at the County Detox Center. However, Crawley says excessive drinking is not limited to college campuses.
Wisconsin has one of the highest underage drinking rates in the country, as well as the second highest adult binge drinking rates.
Later this month, a new intoxication ordinance takes effect in the city of La Crosse, where drinking has been blamed for 8 drowning deaths since 1997. Police will cite people if they're drunk in public, create a nuisance, or are a danger to themselves. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.